The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Earlier this month, more than 100 dog owners protested Fingal County Council's new bylaw. Now, that is a bylaw that requires dogs to be on a leash in public parks between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m, with the exception of some designated areas. There can be divided opinion amongst many as to whether dogs should be let roam free or strict regulations on dog walking should be put in place. So to discuss the theory around this and indeed the practice, we're joined by the Senior Park Superintendent with Fingal County Council, Kevin Halpiny, and dog owner and founder and chair of DL or Dog, Liz Nelligan, which is a dog campaign group. Liz, probably the best description I can put on that. Yeah, okay, very good. Kevin, first of all, talk us through the logic behind the bylaw.
Okay, well, Jonathan, right off the bat, I'm very anxious to get the message out there to the good people of Fingal that the dog owners in Fingal and their pets are really very welcome in our parks and open spaces, as they have always been. And just to give you some context to this whole issue, the previous bylaws that were in place were 20 years old. And in that time, the population of Fingal has almost doubled. And the level of usage and the pattern of usage in our parks and green spaces has changed radically. Nowadays, we have much greater number of events. We have more cycling activity. We have very successful, for instance, weekly park run events. And we've also large scale sports events other than that.
So you're saying there's more dogs than there was before?
Well, there are more dogs. 49% of the population households have dogs. And we're now increasingly want to manage our parks for greater biodiversity and in more sustainable ways.
What is the bylaw? What does the rule now say?
What we believe a very balanced approach. In our larger regional parks, which are typically between 100 and 300 acres in scale, we have a situation where we have off-leash areas, very large off-leash areas. I can give you an example of that. In Malahide, for instance, in Malahide Domain, which a lot of your listeners will know, it's the off-leash area that we're providing is in excess of 8 acres in extent. So that's similar in size to about 5 soccer pitches. So if your listeners imagine the Aviva Stadium pitch multiplied 5 times, that's our designated off-leash area.
And how big domain. Then is the on-leash area?
The on-leash area, well, the whole park measures 270 acres. But just to give you an idea, 30% of that is woodland. A very large part of it is wildflower meadows. We have 12 sports pitches and we have one of the largest public playgrounds in Ireland. We have the International Cricket Centre. We have the Castle and Botanic Gardens covering about 60 acres with 150,000 paying visitors per annum.
You're not doing it. There's no need to do a huge ad. People like Ballard.
We've a par-3 golf course and pitch and putt course and tennis courts. And we're, as I say, we're now providing a very, very significant facility dedicated for our park, our dog.
Malahide Domain truly has it all. Now, Liz, that sounds to me like a good idea. 8 acres, you'd run the legs off a dog around 8 acres.
1 to 2% of the public parks. Is sufficient out of which is approximately what the.
So, what is your objection to this bylaw?
Our objection to this bylaw is hitherto the bylaws in Fingal allowed dog owners to exercise their dogs under effectual control as per the law of the land, and we feel that the law of the land is adequate in terms of the controls that are there for responsible dog ownership and for littering and for out-of-control dogs.
They're hideously under-enforced.
Exactly. And that's what we're calling for. Responsible dog owners are being victimised for a victimless crime of walking their dogs off-leash, causing no harm to themselves, no harm to the environment, no harm to anybody else around them, for the simple pleasure of walking their dogs off-lead.
But you have to accept that we need rules because not everybody is responsible.
Yes, and it's responsible dog ownership that we're calling on to be enforced.
Why don't you enforce the rules? And in fact, let me rephrase that. How do you enforce the rules?
Yes, thanks, John. Well, the way we're enforcing and the reason we're locating the off-leash areas in our regional parks is because in those locations we have a park ranger service and they're very well supervised. Now, just to give the other side of the equation, almost half of our open space is located either in local and neighbourhood parks as well as open space in residential areas. All of the open space in residential areas is off-leash at all times, subject to dogs being under effectual control.
Go back to my question. How do you enforce that?
Well, what we do is through our ranger service and through the dog warden service, we advise people of the need for them to observe the bylaws.
Okay, and how many dog wardens do you have in Fingal? We have
three park wardens in each of our regional parks.
Okay.
So that equates to about 30 park wardens. Then the dog warden service sporadically visits our parks and open space to check that the bylaws are...
But how many actual dog wardens are there in Fingal?
Well, the dog warden service covers the whole of the county. It doesn't just cover open spaces. So there's a number of those. They don't come under my remit.
Well, I appreciate that. And, are we talking 20? Are we talking 5?
Well, we only require that they would check on a sporadic basis. But there's about that sort of number, yes.
Hmm.
But they would visit on
about
a sporadic
five.
Basis. Yeah, that sort of number.
But goes back to the point that if we don't enforce the rules that are there properly, and fair enough, we may have the park wardens, I'm not sure what responsibilities or what powers park wardens have apart from throwing you out. If people can act, if the responsible dog owners can act willy-nilly, sure, changing the law won't make a blind bit of difference.
Exactly.
No, the first piece of this is to get the appropriate arrangements and the infrastructure in place. So that that people can, responsible dog owners can work with us, and we can zone in on the relatively small number of people who don't want to abide.
Well, we have a lot of people listening right now who are dog owners. If you are a dog owner, have you ever encountered a dog warden where you are? Doesn't necessarily have to be Fingal. I mean, I would be concerned that there's not as many out there as needs be. Liz, have you ever encountered a dog warden?
Yes, when Dunleary Rathdown started to enforce old beach bylaws, they started to, first of all, inform us about the bylaws and then chasing us down the beaches because our dogs were off leash and ultimately fining us.
And is that the reason that you became involved? Was because you got fined?
I didn't get fined personally. No, I didn't get fined. But I just want to remind you that of the 49% of Irish households that own dogs, there are people living in them that are parents, that are grandparents, that are swimmers, that are cyclists, that are elderly, that are your next door neighbour. There are people that are disabled who have dogs, and they allow us to live.
Can I just give you the text? Because, again, I am not a dog person, so therefore I'm kind of I'm in a minority of one, by the way, in the studio. Both my guests are like dogs, but I do not like dogs. And that is probably as a result of a traumatic experience that I would have had as a child, and that is still with me. And there's a lot of people out there, Liz, who are disagreeing with you on that very principle. For example, this texter says, not only that my daughter has a serious phobia of dogs, sorry, now that my daughter has a serious phobia of dogs due to a traumatic experience she had as a toddler with an aggressive dog that was off leash. My daughter is terrified of dogs, says Una, after seeing her dad bitten by one that was off a lead in a public place. Going for a walk in a public park is now not an option given the number of people who have their dogs off leads. Another listener says, you're clearly not a dog fan. You're not wrong there. Unfortunately, the designated dog area in parks is very small. Dogs need open spaces. It's 8 acres. They can't. 8 acres, he'd have a good run. If dogs can be kept on leads in parks, somewhere like an open field should be provided by councils, perhaps beside parks. But the central point is, not everybody likes dogs. And your average dog, unless they're very small, can be as big as a child, a small child, be terrifying in that situation.
I regularly walk a 50-kilo dog, as well as my own little Shih Tzu. And
you're on both ends of the spectrum there.
Absolutely. out of control dogs are as much of a threat to us as they are to anybody else.
So therefore we look to the local authority to enforce the rules like this.
Oh, yeah. No, we want the local authorities to enforce the Control of Dogs Act. The Control of Dogs Act itself isn't enforced. And that says that we have to keep our dogs under effectual control at all times.
Well, and again, that comes back to my point to you, Kevin, that we don't have enough dog wardens.
Yeah, and I would welcome more enforcement, but we have to start somewhere. And just can I give you some of the background to this as well? Because we didn't pull this idea out of the sky. I mean, the revision of our bylaws started over 5 years ago with an open space strategy called Keeping It Green. From that, we implemented a pilot project in St. Catherine's Park in Lucan, which has run for 5 years. And I can give you some of the comments from the users of that, if you'd
sure
like.
Everybody thinks it's fantastic, no doubt.
But then we went through a whole review process of the bylaws. Your parks, your bylaws, have your say. And from that, the consensus was that we should implement the bylaw of this nature.
The other thing about dogs being off leashes, and Liz, I have to put this to you, and it is the thing I started the programme talking about today, which is dog fouling. The most repulsive thing that can happen is that you're walking along, minding your own business in the park, and you trot on something. If a dog's not on a leash, he can be pooping everywhere he wants.
A dog will poop whether it's on a leash or not.
Yeah, but if the responsible dog owner will pick it up if it's on the leash because it happens in front of them. If it happens over the far side of the park.
The irresponsible dog owner won't pick it up whether it's on a leash or not. And we all know our dog toilet habits after a very short space of time. We know the places they prefer to do their poops, the places they won't do their poops. We know by their actions and the turn. They actually poop in a certain direction. It's been scientifically proved. Yeah,
is it they have an internal pole, do they?
It's some sort of a compass point.
I like the way you've moved on quite quickly from my question. My point is, poo is not going to be addressed by what you're proposing.
Dogs, but poo is not.
I would argue it will, because at least if they poop in front of you, you'll pick it up.
No, you won't.
Do you pick up your poop?
I absolutely pick up my poop, and I pick up other people's poop as well.
The problem is that, unfortunately, Liz is responsible, Kevin.
And exactly.
But not everybody is, Kevin.
I mean, what we're introducing in Fingal really is emerging best practice internationally. If you look at cities around the world which are regarded as the most livable cities, and that's mainly on the basis, or largely on the basis of their open spaces and their public domain. If you look at somewhere like Vienna or Melbourne or Calgary or Osaka, all regarded as very high up on the livability stats, they all have this arrangement or a variation on it. And that tells us something very important about this approach.
One thing that has come in, River Valley Park, which is in Swords, if I'm not mistaken, is destroyed, according to this text. It looks like a scene from The Great Escape. Most alleged dog use issues happened in housing estates that won't be addressed by penning dog owners.
Can I address that? I'm really delighted to get an opportunity to address that. As late as last Friday, I met with the dog owners group on site in relation to that. Now, what we're looking at there is a work in progress. We will provide, as an interim solution there, almost 5 acres of off-leash area dedicated for off-leash use.
But River Valley Park has lots of pitches and everything,
absolutely.
So you have to control the
absolutely.
Dogs there.
And what we're going to do, what we're moving to the next phase, because we're acquiring the last piece of the jigsaw in terms of the land we need, is over the next 2 years we develop a master plan for that park. And front and centre in that process will be the provision of a state-of-the-art dog leash area in consultation with the local dog
owners. Just two more to finish up. That dog lady, Liz, that's you. That dog lady hasn't got a clue. I run a football team in Dublin, and the majority of dog owners do not keep their dogs under effectual control. A dog running 50 yards from its owner is not under control. My football teams can only play football on the pitches provided. We cannot play football all over the park. Dog owners do not see their dogs who are 50 yards away pooing, says that texter.
Of course we do. We go for walks with our dogs, and we don't just let our dogs go for walks.
And final That's point, you, Kevin.
Can I just make one final point? Thanks, Jonathan. Our core aim in Fingal, in Fingal County Council, is Parks for All. And our main motivation is to make our parks safe, enjoyable and accessible for all our park users.
Okay, I just want to say that certainly the increase in public parks is being multi-user is true. But most of these activities occur at the weekend. During the week, The parks are empty.
And just like Brexit, just when you think you're on top of the debate and you have everything under control, I get a text like this. Honestly, leave the dogs alone. They need free space to run. It's cats we should be targeting. They can roam free and enter property and no one is responsible. We'll have the cat discussion on another day. But for now, Park Superintendent with Fingal County Council, Kevin Halpenny, and Liz Nelligan of DLR Dog. Thank you both very much for joining us.